This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So Steve seems concerned about the rest of the people in the room saying, I love you.
Yeah, I don't know why. I was asking T-Hack, you know, before, you know, his wife, he married, got married.
His current wife. Does Steve
really
know something we don't know about T-Hack and Angie?
Just throwing it out there.
For some reason, I thought T-Hack that you never said it before you said it to your wife, and then you said no. You've thrown it out there all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I fall pretty fast. I've said it to other women, but I was not the first one to say it in my
ever
my current relationship
with your current wife.
She said it first.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always thought women, because you guys be more emotional, always say it first. But I read a stat not too long ago that guys are saying "I love you." That's not right. No.
Yeah.
Besides you, guys don't.
One, this is the second time in that many days that I've been challenged on my manliness. And not just by you, looking right at you, Amber. Wasn't it? Who said it the other day?
It was me.
Like, yeah.
I just.
Right. But I will say, well, I don't want to say why I say it, but like, I think Aaron and Amber, do you guys say it first, right? Sometimes? Or you usually wait?
I usually have waited. This last time, I was the first one to say it.
But you were friends.
I don't think that matters.
Because I
wasn't confident in, I wasn't sure what he was going to say. I wasn't confident in his response.
You were willing to risk the friendship to try and take it to that next.
No. We had been in a relationship a while.
Oh.
But I wasn't sure if he loved me back.
Gotcha.
Like when I said it.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
When you float that, were you hammered?
No.
Ooh.
Wow.
Look how proud she was. No, actually.
Like, not even buzzed to have the, because that takes some courage to not.
It does. If,
most of the time when I have said it, I'm pretty confident I'm going to get it back.
It had reached a point for me where it was like, I got to say it. And honestly, it was not the right time.
Oh.
I timed it so wrong. It couldn't have been any, it was just. We were on a trip and we had all these romantic moments and I chose like the worst moment ever.
No.
He was so caught off guard and just like, wait, did I just hear that right now? Like we're in bed eating pizza, like watching a crass comedian on TV. Like, what are you doing?
Oh my God, I love that for you though.
Yeah.
It's so much better than doing it in like the hokey, the sunrise.
We were literally watching a sunset on like the most beautiful beach ever. And I was like, say it now. And then I didn't. I was like, maybe he's going to say it now. And then he didn't. And then like 2 days later, I was like, now's good. Let's do this. Like,
the whole time he's just like, I should have brought my sunglasses.
Yeah, exactly. Not thinking about it at all.
Oh,
and I'm just like,
wait, so did he say it back at that moment?
Not in that moment. He didn't.
Okay.
No.
Oh, didn't he? How long did he hang you for?
It was also, like I said, he was very caught off guard, I think. And it wasn't that he didn't feel that way. It was just like,
what the hell are you doing?
It was just a chaotic moment. And then his immediate response wasn't that. So then he felt like, if he said it, then it was going to sound like a lie.
Yeah,
and it was the whole thing. But yeah, I was pretty like.
I think the reason I love it so much is like, I love you eating pizza.
Yeah.
I love you. It's not that I need to be eating sushi with the perfect sunset and the perfect pairing of wine and whatever. I love you eating pizza in bed.
Yeah.
That's a huge, man, not to say it back. Oof.
I know.
You had to be like,
it was rough. God. And it was like a whole situation. And then he was like so sweet and like trying to have a talk about it. I was like, nope, we're never talking about this again. Shutting it down right now. It was a whole thing. But he was he actually did a very good job of like comforting me and then said it shortly after that. So it was fine. But
shortly meaning hours?
Oh, no, no, no.
Days.
About a, I don't know, I think like a month. Yeah, it was, I know. Well, we were also long distance at the time.
Okay.
So we weren't seeing each other. So he said it the next time he saw me, which was about a month later.
Can I just get a slow clap for your level of confidence?
Yeah.
Because my insecurity would have eaten me from the inside out.
Oh, yeah. No, I cried. He held me like a baby while I cried the next day. First my reaction was, we're never speaking about this again. And then the next day he was like, can we talk about this? And I was like, I'm so embarrassed. And he did a great job comforting me. And then when he did say it, I knew he like really meant it. So it was fine. But yeah, it was, it's a funny story now, but at the time I like was not okay.
Dang.
Yeah.
Leaving you hanging for a month. Almost every time I've said it was just to get the relations moving.
See, I
oh my God.
Well, I mean, it's like you're already having relations, but it's like, you can tell, oh, this is ugly and gross, but it's like they're not necessarily pulling their whole bag of tricks out.
Oh, my God.
So.
Well, I'm glad I said it first now. What?
That so is, you're like.
That is not cool.
It's not, but I'm not saying it to be manipulative. Yes, okay. I am saying it to be manipulative, but I also feel it. Like I'm willing to be the first to say it because I kind of know what's coming after it.
I have to know too. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't just. I don't never have cajon as big as Amber to go
right
ahead and, yeah,
to throw it out there, right. But it's like there's a moment. I definitely said it in relations.
Oh, that's the
no!
I understand how bad it was, but at least she looked up and said it back, Amber.
Wait, she was down there when you said, okay, never mind.
Proximity doesn't matter.
Okay.
Aaron, I feel like you're also, like you'd say it first.
Yeah,
you put yourself,
I did.
You did, yeah. You put yourself out there.
It was on accident, though. And he didn't hear me, but I said it first.
Wait,
he heard
you.
He heard it.
You're 100% sure?
Yeah.
Wow.
Was it windy or you could just see it?
No, we were wrestling and it literally, like just play fighting in the living room, just whatever.
And it just slipped out.
And it just literally word vomit came out.
Aww. Oh.
But how come he couldn't hear it?
He had her in the cross.
Full Nelson. Tap out!
I love you.
That is both sad and amazing.
No, I think we were both laughing, and so it just came out when I was laughing.
Wow. Hey.
And then the next time.
He said it first the next time. But I don't remember.
But
I think it was
like,
just like in
by
conversation.
The way, I said it like 2
yeah.
weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm not black. You're welcome.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.